Millennials have come under fire for killing a lot of things lately, and the latest is that millennials don't know how to post a letter. If this really is true, it is actually quite a big issue with the upcoming same-sex marriage survey being conducted via post. The postal survey got the go-ahead last week after the High Court's unanimous decision ruled that the survey will be taking place. This decision has caused a lot of outrage given the $122 million that the government will be spending on the survey. Others are worried that Australia Post has failed to deliver people's mail effectively in the past. Despite these bigger problems, there is still the issue of whether millennials know how to post a letter in the first place. Labour frontbencher Andrew Leigh has made an air quote educational video to teach people under 27 how to post a letter because he's afraid they don't know how.
If you were born after 1990, you might be wondering what this red box is next to me. You could be thinking to yourself, is this a parking meter? Is it a funky form of public art? Is it a place to put my coffee? Well, in fact, it's a postbox. I'm going to show you today how to use it to return your yes vote in the marriage equality survey.
While the video is lightly making fun of this issue, people have commented on a story published by The Australian about Leigh's tweet, saying if people don't know how to post a letter, then they really shouldn't be able to vote on such an important issue in the first place. And this really raises a true concern of whether millennials will be able to post their same-sex marriage survey. So, to investigate this issue further, I am asking millennials around Adelaide about the last time they posted a letter and if they feel confident about posting their same-sex marriage survey when the time comes.
When's the last time you sent a letter?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't have sent one in ages.
I can't even remember. Years.
Never.
Probably to Centrelink early in the year.
Would have been about 10 years ago, I think. It was a fan letter to Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
6 months ago.
Probably Christmas.
I've never sent a letter.
About a month ago.
Do you think that letters are going out of fashion and why?
Yes, because of email.
Yes, with all the social media stuff now, everyone can connect so much more quickly than letters.
Yeah, definitely. They just take way too long, I think.
Yeah, they are, because emails.
I think they're actually making a bit of a comeback with people who want to connect again.
Yeah, I guess people use online messaging more these days than actually handwritten mail.
Yeah, I mean, people might use letters if they want to sit down and think about what they really want to say, but I think in terms of organising to catch up and stuff, not so much.
Absolutely, I think it's a lot harder to send a letter. Just the fact that it's quite slow, the fact that you have to go out of your way to send it when you could easily just send an email or something over social media.
And do you guys think you'll be okay to send in your same-sex marriage survey via post?
I'll make the effort for that, but don't think it's the best way.
Yeah, I'll definitely send it in.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to work it out for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I the thing is, I do know how to use a postbox?
Yeah, I think I'll figure it out. Yeah. Hopefully.
99% sure I've got it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll work it out.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to do it.
I think I'll manage.
So we've seen that it has been a while since many of us have sent a letter. While we're at it, here is some vital information about the same-sex marriage postal survey. Survey forms are being sent out from September 11th and are likely to arrive at houses between September 22nd and 25th. If your form has been lost or damaged, you are able to request replacement material up until 6 p.m. on the 11th of October. We are encouraged to send our forms back by October 27th, as the deadline is November 7th. There are paperless options for people who are overseas, people who have disabilities that make it difficult to fill out the form, and those who live in remote areas where it will be hard to even pick up a form, let alone mail it back. To do this, you need to request a secure access code from the ABS between September 25th and the 20th of October. There will also be pickup locations where forms can be picked up and returned, but these are yet to be announced. Be careful with putting items such as glitter in your envelope because it may result in your survey being destroyed and therefore not counted. You are allowed to draw on your form whatever you like, but be aware that there has to be a clearly legible mark in either the yes or no box for the vote to be counted. And yes, it is a reply plate envelope, so all you have to do is drop it in the red postbox. Happy mailing, everyone.